Today Jesus wants to share with us his mercy. I don't know if you're aware of where you need mercy the most. I think we all have moments when we recognize that, but there's certainly times and places in our lives where we need his mercy. So where do you see that you have suffered unjustly? Where have you been betrayed? Where have you struggled with some hardness in your heart for what's been done around you or to you or to one of your loved ones? Even for those who recognize, man, I've betrayed. I'm the one. Jesus died for you too. He died for all of us. Jesus accepts all of that unto himself today at this service. We recognize that this is the moment where Jesus sacrificed his life for us. And at every Mass, we lift up the host and the chalice. The priest lifts it up, but really what's filling that chalice is all of our own hardships, all of our own wounds and regrets, our needs, our pain, our sorrow, the sufferings that we all go through. These are the things that we place on the altar, in the presence of the Eucharist. We are receiving that redemption. Jesus' blood is poured out for us. So we come to the Mass, every time we come to the Mass, and we offer these sufferings that we are experiencing and allow the Lord to remove the dysfunction or the weight of the dysfunction of humanity that we all experience at times, whether that's in ourselves or in the people around us. And so we can come here to be able to escape our sins that weigh us down. Jesus allows us to be redeemed. The reality is, you may not always get that chance in society, right? When we experience the brokenness around us from other people, not everybody is always merciful. Not everybody is always willing to forgive. And so we experience sometimes that challenge of like, I want to be forgiven. I want mercy. I want to restore this relationship. But sometimes we're not allowed to do that because in our human brokenness, we don't do that for one another. So I think sometimes that we experience the world's justice. Maybe it's pardon at times. Maybe it's pity. But mercy, that's hard to come by. Really, that only comes from God. Perhaps it's because it belongs to God alone. And unless we have first received that from God, then we ourselves can't show mercy to one another. I think that's perhaps where the hesitation that we all experience when we've done wrong. We have a hesitation at times to go and seek mercy from one another. We're afraid. Is this person going to receive me or not? Are they going to be merciful or not? Even if our wrongdoing is unintentional, we can sometimes have trepidation in approaching one another. So today, I guess the challenge we receive is, can we find in our hearts the courage to ask for forgiveness where we need to be forgiven, whether that's from God or from one another, to seek mercy? Maybe someone has hurt you deeply in your life. Maybe they have done something horrible to you. Can you find in your heart the grace to show mercy to them? Especially if they come asking for forgiveness. Can I forgive? Can I give that mercy that God has first given to me? To give mercy can be a very healing experience for each one of us as we let go of that weight. Mercy. Jesus, mercy. Have mercy on us, Jesus. Have mercy on me, a sinner. Have mercy on those who are afraid to ask for forgiveness, on those who won't ask because of their pride. Give them mercy, Lord. Give us mercy. Jesus, give me the ability to forgive those who don't deserve it, those who have hurt me. Maybe those who have hurt me so deeply that my faith has been shaken. Jesus, grant me the grace to show mercy so that I do not bind myself but may find freedom. For I too need your mercy. I too need to receive that mercy which frees me from the heavy burden of justice. Jesus, mercy, forgive me. Forgive my children. Let them forgive one another. Jesus, mercy, mercy, mercy. I beg your mercy for my enemies, for your people. Let them have mercy. We cannot exist. We can't find peace without your mercy. We can't live unless we show your mercy, which you have first shown to us. My Jesus, mercy. I beg you for mercy. Grant us mercy.